There's only one disease. I've come up with a system that is so simple, we're actually teaching it to children. There's only one disease. There are not thousands of diseases, there's one. And you might ask, well, gosh, what's that one disease? Well, here it is. It's that single cell again. It's when that cell is not normal. That's what disease is. And there's only one disease. And no matter what you call it, you can give it any name you like. What it is a large number of malfunctioning cells.
Yes.
So call it Alzheimer's if you wish. Call it cancer. Call it diabetes.
It doesn't matter. There's cells that have gone out of whack, right?
That is correct. The body is out of balance because cells have gone out of whack. That is the one disease.
How quickly do cells die and they're replenished? How often does that happen?
Well, constantly. As we are talking, every single second, you are creating about 10 million new cells.
Wow.
In one day, you will produce about 800 billion new cells.
And now what happens to the old ones? Where do they go? The dead ones?
They're simply taken apart.
They break down.
Yeah, they break
down. And if they're diseased, what happens?
Well, if they're
even diseased, those that die off.
You see, they don't die. What they do is divide. There's a process called mitosis.
And they become exactly the way they were.
Exactly.
Right?
You got it. So if you're diseased, as your cells divide, they produce diseased cells.
And the more diseased cells you have in your body,
the more diseased you are. Exactly.
Yeah.
You get it. So here's what you have to do. Every new cell has to be better than the one it's replacing.
Right.
And we know how to do that because, you see, in order to build a cell, I mean, a human cell is just one of the most complex things in the universe. A single cell is one of the biggest, it is. A single cell is the biggest industrial park in the world. It has got thousands upon thousands of factories in it. It's got about, the average cell has about 400 large powerhouses in it that power all these thousands and thousands of factories. There's about 100,000 chemical reactions taking place every single second in every cell. There's about 6 trillion separate operations going on in every cell every second. This is a lot of complexity. And to build these factories, to build the cell, to build all these things, to supply the factories with all of the raw materials they need to produce the products that they do, they produce products like hormones. Well, you need hormones to balance your body. Well, how many Americans are hormonally unbalanced? You know, they produce neurotransmitters to help you to learn, to think, to remember. How many people in America aren't remembering too well? You see, so these are producing very important things. Unless you give them all the raw materials they need. So if you're going to build a new cell, you've got to build all those factories. Well, what do you build them out of? You build them out of building materials. Where do you get the building materials? Mm-hmm. You get them from your diet. Well, if you're not eating a good diet, and the average American eats one of the worst diets in the world, every single cell that you build is going to be maybe even worse than the one it's replacing.
Does that include building it with vitamins and supplements?
Yes, indeed, because those are building blocks, and that's part of your machinery. Minerals that are in a vitamin supplement are part of go into the building blocks. The vitamins are what we call coenzymes, so they're part of the metabolic machinery that helps to make everything work. Yes, absolutely, supplements are absolutely necessary today. In fact, even the National Academy of Sciences came out just a few years ago, and they said that it is no longer, even if you eat a good diet, it is no longer possible to get the nutrition that you need, that supplements are now a necessity. Well, that's shocking. And why is that so?
Do you agree with that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Let me give you an example. The carrot you buy today,
mm-hmm.
you've got to eat two of them to get the same calcium you got 50 years ago.
Oh, my.
You have to eat four carrots to get the same magnesium you got 50 years ago. You've got to eat up to 20 carrots to get the same zinc that you got in one carrot 50 years ago. Well, who's eating the 20 carrots? And virtually every American is magnesium deficient and zinc deficient. I mean, you know, it's a catastrophe. We've simply stripped the soils of the minerals. And so the minerals are no longer in the soils. They don't get into the plants. It may still look like a carrot, but folks, it ain't.
That's cardboard.
right on. And then to make matters worse, we harvest the carrot green so that it doesn't turn rotten in the shipping process. And the result is when you harvest something green, it only has a fraction of the nutrition that it would have if it had been properly ripened.
Yes.
So here we have something that's already nutritionally deficient, and then we're harvesting it green, making it more nutritionally deficient. And then after you harvest something, the nutrition starts to go with every single hour, and the average age of the stuff you buy in the supermarket is 2 weeks old. So, what are you buying? supplementation today is an absolute necessity, but here's a problem. Most of the supplements on the market are junk, and I learned that the hard way in my own health crisis and process. So I now even make my own vitamins and sell them, because it's the only way I can be sure I'm getting what I want, the quality that I want.
The good ones are called pharmaceutical grade, right?
No, not really. The problem is this. Those are just empty words. There is no such thing as pharmaceutical grade. That does not exist in science. And so people love to toss that around, but it's a meaningless term.
Now, when we come back from the break, let's get into these pathways to health and how we can fight back. And also, I want to talk about people who want to lose weight, Raymond, because you've looked at that too.
I wrote a whole book on it.
Isn't that part of fighting disease as well?
Absolutely, because overweight is a disease, and that's why you cannot lose weight on a diet. It's impossible to lose weight on a diet because the weight is a symptom of the disease.